When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
If you are to listen carefully, if you are to look carefully, you will notice that things are changing. The tide is shifting and there is a spiritual awakening happening. Some are drawing closer and closer to the darkness of this world as there is a moral collapse in society today. Life is no longer valued. People's hearts are growing colder by the day. People are being consumed by the lust of this world. There is a seduction of sin. There is popularity and prosperity for those who teach demonic doctrines. And the Bible warns us. It warns us and says, "Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short."
Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Listen, there should be an urgency about time in our lives as believers. We only have so much time to get our lives together.
We need to have the presence of mind to know that what we do matters. Our daily decisions matter. So I pray that you live a guarded life. I pray that you guard your mind against negative seeds of thought. I pray that you guard your heart against envy, jealousy, and greed. I pray that you guard your eyes and ears against anything unholy. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the strength to fight the good fight. And above all, I pray that God's grace is upon your life. Chase God and chase Him every day.
The goal of Satan is to take harmful beliefs with just a little bit of truth and get people to believe in them. However, the true message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ saves, and it is this knowledge that leads to change and repentance. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1-4 says, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." Paul is writing to check in on his good friend Timothy as he pastors the church in Ephesus. Paul was more of a mentor and father figure to Timothy. He reminds Timothy to keep preaching the word of God. Despite his preaching, there will be people who do not want to hear the word, but only things that make them happy. In doing so, they will make up false gospels. The gospel of Jesus Christ never changes. The gospel teaches us that we are sinners who deserve the judgment of God. However, God made a way to save us from that judgment. He sent Jesus, who was perfect. Where we had sin in our life, Jesus had no sin. But despite being blameless and without sin, Jesus was put on the cross. The judgment that we deserve for our sin, Jesus took from God on the cross. He died, yet rose again 3 days later to show that he had power over sin, death, and Satan. Now, those who by grace through faith trust...
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Now at Exclusive Furniture, get a free gift with your purchase. Update your home at the lowest prices guaranteed on beautiful designer furniture every day. Then choose a fabulous free gift like an espresso machine, smart TV, Sony PS5, and more. Plus 18 months no interest. Imagine beautiful designer furniture at the lowest prices guaranteed. Plus a free gift. Plus 18 months no interest. Hurry, limited time only.
This is Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
And better sleep begins.
Every day.
See store for details.
In Jesus will receive the reward of eternal life with God.
One translation for Luke chapter 23 verse 25 to 28 says, "And there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth, for the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near." Aren't we seeing strange things happening? Extraordinary weather phenomenons? Climate change contributing to the roaring seas and strange tides that the Bible speaks of? Nations at war and rumors of war. The devil is certainly aggressive in these last days, but let me tell you this. As aggressive as the enemy is, as sinful as the world is becoming, many are turning to Christ because they are in need of hope. Many are turning to Christ because no one else can carry their burdens. In these last days, many are turning to God because they need divine love, divine protection, and true peace. And there are those who are already in Christ and are falling deeper and deeper in love with Him.
Now, I'd like to draw your attention to Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where the Word of God reads, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming." Did you get that? Verse 6 said, "On account of these, the wrath of God is coming." To put it plainly, stop sinning. Don't be given to habitual sin. Leave your body's sensual and self-centered desires. Depart from sin. Don't be greedy, because greed is a form of idolatry as it replaces your devotion to the Lord. The bottom line here is that when you live in these vices, you ignite the anger of God. These are acts of disobedience, and here's a piece of advice. Disobedience comes with a heavy price. Jonah disobeyed God, and he was swallowed by a large fish. Lot's wife disobeyed God, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. The children of Israel disobeyed God and ended up wandering in the desert for 40 years. When you choose to act in disobedience, you ignite the anger of God. So think twice before you act. Think twice before you reject the instruction of the Lord. Once again, the Bible in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you." And then it lists the following. Number 1, sexual immorality. Number 2, impurity, then passion, then evil desire, and then covetousness, which is greed. Can any of these things be found in your life? Are you living in a cycle of any of these sins? If so, repent.